Good morning, everybody. This is Kevin Cahill, and I'm from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County, and I join you this morning from the beautiful studios of Pittsfield Community Radio, WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial, and 89.7 WTBR FM, 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Farmers taking a bit of a break this week, so I'll be planning your show and your entertainment this morning. We'll have a little bit about this day in Irish history, a little bit of Irish news. We'll be hearing from Stockton's Wing, Derek Warfield, Ronan Tynan, Sean Arrieta, and Andy Irvin. So let's start off today's show with a tune from Planxty, a famous tune actually, Follow Me Up to Carlo.
Lift Macair, all your face, rude and over the owl disgrace that Black Fitzwilliam stormed your place. Draw you to the Ferdin, grace at victory was sure. Soon the firebrand he'd secure until he met at Glenmalure with Fiacha MacHugh born. Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, Fiacha will do what Fiacha will dare. Now Fitzwilliam, have a care, fallen is he your Starlow. Up with halbert, out with sword, and we'll go for by the Lord. Fiacha MacHugh has given the word, follow me up to Carlow. See the swords at Lenamal, they're flashing over the English pale. See all the children of the Gael beneath O'Borden's banners. Rooster of a fighting stock, would you let a Saxon cock crow out upon an Irish rock? Fly up and teach him manners. Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, Fiacha will do what Fiacha will dare. Now Fitzwilliam, have a care, fallen is he your Starlow. Up with halbert, out with sword, on we'll go for by the Lord. Fiacha MacHugh has given the word, follow me up to Carlow. From Tisagart to Clonmore, there flows a stream of Saxon gore. Well, great is Rory O'Gomore at sending the loons to Hades. White is sick, grey is fled. Now for Black Fitzwilliam's head, we'll send it over the ripping red to Queen Liza and her ladies. Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, Fiacha will do what Fiacha will dare. Now Fitzwilliam, have a care, fallen is he your Starlow. Up with halbert, out with sword, on we'll go for by the Lord. Fiacha MacHugh has given the word, follow me up to Carlow.
I will not be roadside, the trees are shivering, black and silver in the cool night air. And under a moon, I hear a song they're singing, saying I will meet you.
That's rapping the door to me. Who is that there? That's rapping the door to me. Only myself, says Coola. Coola dear, don't come any nearer me. Coola dear, don't come any nearer me. Coola dear, don't come any nearer me. Maybe you shouldn't, says Coola. Who is that there that's tapping the window pane? Who is that there that's tapping the window pane? Who is that there that's tapping the window pane? Only myself, says Coola. Coola dear, don't come any nearer me. Coola dear, don't come any nearer me. Coola dear, don't come any nearer me. Maybe you shouldn't, says Coola. Who is that there that's climbing the stairs to me? Who is that there that's climbing the stairs to me? Who is that there that's climbing the stairs to me? Only myself, says Coola. Coola dear, don't come any nearer me. Coola dear, don't come any nearer me. Coola dear, don't come any nearer me. Maybe you shouldn't, says Coola. That's pulling the blankets down. Who is that there? That's pulling the blankets down. Who is that there? That's pulling the blankets down. Only myself, says Coola. Coola dear, don't come any nearer me. Coola dear, don't come any nearer me. Coola dear, don't come any nearer me. Maybe you shouldn't, says Coola. Who is that there that's tickling the toes of me? Who is that there that's tickling the toes of me? Who is that there that's tickling the toes of me? Only myself, says Coola. Coola dear, don't come any nearer me. Coola dear, don't come any nearer me. Coola dear, don't come any nearer me. Maybe you shouldn't, says Coola. Who is that there that's tickling the toes of me? Who is that there that's tickling the toes of me? Who is that there that's tickling the toes of me? Only myself, says Coola. Coola dear, don't come any nearer me. Coola dear, don't come any nearer me. Coola dear, don't come any nearer me. Maybe I shouldn't, says Coola. That's wrecking the fire for me. Who is that there? That's wrecking the fire for me. Who is that there? That's wrecking the fire for me. Only myself, says Coola. Coola dear, don't come any nearer me. Coola dear, don't come any nearer me. Coola dear, don't come any nearer me. Yeah, maybe I shouldn't, says Coola.
There you have it. Coonla from Stockton's Wings. I think they were with the Dubliners on that CD, which is called A Beautiful Affair. Coonla describing the argument between the master of the house and the ghost, who also lives there, who seems to be doing some housework during the song. Anyway. And before that, we heard from Mara O'Connell. I haven't played her in a while. Bringing It All Back Home is a compilation album that RTE did, with a well-known song for her at least, Western Highway. And we followed up with a classic referencing the rebellion, the Irish Rebellion of 1798 from Planxty, Fitzwilliam and all that, Follow Me Up to Carlo. And now we're going to be hearing from Derek Warfield, a frequenter of the Berkshires many years ago, with Mike from Gary Owen.
My hand out and called the brave and true to strike the tyrant down. And freedom's voice in thunder flew through valley, camp and town. When our old flag of green and gold was to the breeze upthrown, the first to step beneath its fold was Mike from Gary Owen. For Ireland and her holy cause his heart was all aglow, and to the Saxon tyrant laws a firm unflinching foe. In manners mild yet fierce in fight, with muscle, blood and bone, to strike a blow for Ireland's right, brave Mike from Gary Owen. In 48, by Maher's side, he roamed an outlawed man. Forced like the wolf his head to hide, on the bleak old Slievemon. And hunted down by the Saxon sway, from country, love and home. With a heavy heart, he sailed away, far, far from Gary Owen. And long he waited, watched and prayed, that once more he might see the boys in battle line arrayed, the sunburst floating free. To see poor Erin's exile stand, defiant, firm, alone, and strike one blow for motherland, and one for Gary Owen. Oh, when O'Neill our banner raised at Limestone Ridge that day, Mike's Irish blood with ardour blazed, impatient for the fray. No slave was he to brook control or bend to foreign throne. A spotless Fenian heart and soul was Mike from Gary Owen. And when he formed in battle line, dressed in his Irish green, firm as the rugged mountain pine, with bold defiant mien, you'd think you saw a dead war there, brave Emmet or Wolfe Tone. His was the heart to do or dare, bold Mike from Gary Owen. By heaven, 'twas worth a brave man's life to see our columns tread, to see the green flag in the strife wave o'er the English red. And when the battle cry rang out in bold and fearless tone, the loudest cheer, the boldest shout was Mike from Gary Owen. And on the scarlet hirelings came to crush us in their might, their rifles raining fire and flame, the bayonet shining bright. Fierce is the fight at every stroke, a foe is overthrown, as in the fire and flame and smoke, the Mike from Gary Owen. I saw him stand among his foes, the bayonets flashing round. I saw him in his deathbed close, his lifeblood on the ground. I saw him stand the gasp for breath, I heard his latest moan. And Sarsfield died no braver death than Mike from Gary Owen. We wrapped him in his Irish green and laid him down to rest, beside a fair Canadian stream, a shamrock on his breast. And brothers, comrades, ne'er forget, we've yet to claim our own, and strike a blow for Ireland yet, like Mike from Gary Owen.
pain. You weren't afraid to face the devil. You were no stranger to
There you have Ronan Tynan at his very best, I think. The Dawning of the Day. Some religious songs that he recorded, including that one, Go Rest High on the Mountain. And number two in that set, we heard from Anya from her album The Celts, where she did a trio of tunes honoring some Irish heroes, St. Patrick, Cahullin, and Oisin. And first up on that set, we heard from, Derek Warfield and the Sons of Erin album with Mike from Gary Owen, a well-known song. Derek neglected to comment that he was a notorious anti-Semite, but other than that, it was a good song. So I'm announcing again, and with pleasure, the Irish American Club St. Patrick's Day event, which will take place on Saturday, March 15th this year. It will take place at the Elks Lodge on Union Street in Pittsfield. Mary Brinton will be bagpiping for us. Her niece, Melissa Brinton, will be providing the entertainment. There will be a corned beef and ham buffet. And you also will also be joined by the Breffni School of Irish Dance. I think we're going to be having from guests from Ireland as well at this, the St. Patrick's Day event at the Elks Lodge on Union Street in Pittsfield, Saturday, March 15th. Bagpiper, entertainment, corned beef and ham buffet, the Breffni School of Irish Dance. Doors open at 5:30. And we're honoring as the Irish American Person of the Year, Mr. Kevin Sherman, of whom I think everyone knows. And it's with pleasure that we're honoring him for his service to the city of Pittsfield. So give me a call at 413-770-7512. That's the St. Patrick's Day event at the Elks Lodge on Saturday, March 15th, 413-770-7512. It's my goal not to have any tickets at the door. So if you're interested, don't waste time. Give me a call. And now we're going to be hearing from Shauna Riad.
Michael Dwyer is my name. I'll not deny the same. In the mountains of West Wicklow I was born. I was in a fight of late with the man of 98 when we took an Enniscorthy by storm. When the rising was put down, we very quickly found that in our own homes we could no longer dwell. Ah, but many's a lonely cave some form of comfort gave, and the people of these mountains know us well. Well, the snow was falling fast and the night was far advanced when the three safe houses came in view. The weather was severe, but a guard was posted near, though the dangers on a night like this seemed few. But some sneaking little spy to his master he did fly, and may I live to even up the score. For it's when we awoke, to be sure it was no joke, to find 100 Highland soldiers at the door. Come out, you rebel band, cried the captain in command. You do not have a prayer, not a hope. Surrender to me now, and your lives, I vow, will be spared the bullet and the rope. Says Dwyer to his men, boys, here we are again, though I'm afraid this time it cannot be denied. It would take more than God's grace to defend this place from a regiment of soldiers outside. The house was set on fire with McAllister and Dwyer expecting to perish in the flames. With the powder and the smoke they were nearly overcome, crying a curse upon your bloody Highland games. From behind the stable wall a well-aimed musket ball caused McAllister pain he could not hide. As his gun was blown away, he looked down with dismay at his arm hanging useless by his side. He says, Dwyer, I'm done. Hand me up your gun. Let's see what a spring you can make. As he opened the door, he gave one loud roar. I die for my country's sake. The volley rang out and Dwyer sprang forth. Poor Sam received the fire. Oh, generous and brave, McAllister gave up his life for Michael Dwyer. Well, before they could reload, he was halfway down the road with a kilted Scotsman snapping at his heels. The troopers held their fire till they saw what might transpire, and they watched as Dwyer tripped him in the field. Running like a mountain goat, no trousers, no coat, his bare feet were bleeding to be sure. As he crossed the black banks, he offered hearty thanks and got safely to a cave in Glenmalure. We lost three men that day. Our captain got away and the others surrendered on the spot. Three of them, alas, were hanged in bolting glass. The others went before the firing squad. Dwyer fought the law 5 years, maybe more, till at last to Dublin he did go. And from there he set sail, bound for New South Wales, far from the county Wicklow.
Last night, as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, me mind been bent on rambling to Ireland I did fly. I stepped on board a vision and I followed with the wind. When next I came to anchor at across its Spancel Hill. Being on the 23rd of June, the day before the fair, when Ireland's sons and daughters and friends assemble there, the young, the old, the brave and the bold came their duty to fulfill. At the parish church at Cluny, a mile from Spancel Hill, I paid a flying visit to my first and only love. She's as white as any lily and gentle as a dove. She threw her arms around me, saying, Johnny, I love you still. Ah, she's Ned, the farmer's daughter, and the pride of Spancel Hill. I dreamt I held and kissed her as in the days of yore. Oh, Johnny, you're only joking, as many a time before. When the cock he crew in the morning, he crew both loud and shrill. When I woke in California, many miles from Spancel Hill.
There was Paddy Riley, of course, from his Best Of album, Spancel Hill. And before that, we heard from Andy Irvin, his album Rude Awakening, with yet another reference to the rebellion of 1798, with the well-known song Michael Dwyer's Escape. And we started off that set with Sean Arriada. Agus Ceiltirí Chulainn accompanied him with the March of the King of Leash, Marshall Rui Leisha, from Sean Arriada. For today in Irish history, I'm going to reference something that took place on February 17th, which is tomorrow. And it's entitled Derry na Flann Chalice is Found. On the 17th of February, 1980, Michael Webb and his 16-year-old son found five Eucharistic vessels at an ancient church near Killinow, County Tipperary. The most famous of these was what came to be known as the Derry na Flann Chalice. Derry na Flann is an island surrounded by bogland on which an abbey was sited. It is thought that the hoard was buried in the 9th or 10th century to hide it from Viking raiders. Reporting on the discovery on RTE, Don McManus said it had been described as, quote, the archaeological find of the century, unquote. Michael was using metal detectors in the area and initially got a weak signal. His son, also Michael, who was on half-term break from school, used his own detector to confirm the presence of something in the ground. In all, the discovery happened in about 20 minutes. In March, the Derry na Flann Chalice was unveiled to the public in the National Museum of Ireland on Kildare Street in Dublin. We all know where that is. An estimated 5,000 people showed up to see it, 600 in the first hour. Staff at the museum said it was the busiest day they had had since 1941, when an exhibition commemorating the 25th anniversary of the Easter Rising took place. Accompanying the chalice were a paten, a liturgical strainer, and a bronze basin. The Webbs sought compensation to the full value of the hoard, refusing the £10,000 reward fee. In 1986, the High Court ruled in their favor, estimating the value had 5.5 million pounds, which the government was instructed to pay the Webbs. However, the Supreme Court ruled that the chalice belonged to the state. The National Monuments Amendment Act of 1987 later made it illegal to use a metal detector without the express permission or a license. So there they took care of that problem, I guess, huh? Okay. Now we're going to be hearing from Dermot Byrne.
Thank you.
We had a lot of jigs at that set, so I thought I'd finish off with The Invisible Stars, the choral works of Ireland and Scotland, with Sula Roon, tune we all know. And many of the jigs that we heard came from Florian Blank and Dermot Byrne and Breed Harper from the Irish Backroom series. You heard the Monaghan jig and the Temple House jig. And the group of jigs you heard first in this set were from Liam O'Connor, Irish Traditional Fiddle is the name of the CD. And the jigs you heard were the Tar Bolton, Imelda Rowlands, and Master Crowley's Reels. So there. So now we're going to be hearing from Silly Wizard. So this is Kevin Cahill saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to this show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at WTBR 89.7 and WSBR in Lee at 88.1. Please come to our St. Patrick's Day party, which will be on March 15th. Doors open at 5:30. honoring Kevin Sherman. 413-770-7512. That's 413-770-7512.